T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll talk Mets and Harvey right now with Bob Ojeda. Bob, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Bob.
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Well, you know, we'd be a little better if we didn't have this controversy going on with the Mets. And, you know, I have to rotate. Most of the rotation wasn't hurt. Can you pitch, Bob? How's your arm? I mean, can you still get out there and get some people out, Bob, or no?
It's never been any good, but I'll give it a try.
What do you think Matt Harvey's teammates think of him right now, especially after yesterday, where you're going for the sweep, things are going well, all of a sudden at the last second this Adam Wilk walks into the building to make a start? And I'll tell you, when you get one hit by the Marlins and the cavalcade of that bullpen, that makes you think that maybe their heads weren't into it. But if you're a teammate of Matt Harvey, what are you thinking about this morning?
Well, I'm sure they're angry, but the point is that on the outside, we didn't really know this was coming down the road till it hit. The players on the inside, when you're on a team, you get the vibe of there's major discontent with one player or two players or whatever. So you know there's problems. You know there's something that could go at any minute. And then when it happened, I'm sure the players were not blindsided, but they were shook up, because when a teammate is not there for a disciplinary reason, it's unsettling.
You know, Bob, and it seems like he doesn't have any. Now, I know Jose Reyes came out and said it was unacceptable. I didn't hear from anybody else on the team. But you get the impression there's no support from any of his teammates in that locker room. And I wonder, even, you know, when he was going good back in the Dark Knight days, if you want to, you know, go back to that, if you want to call him that, that maybe they didn't love him even then, but he was tolerated because he was being an effective pitcher at the very least. I mean, do you think he's got any support in that locker room right now?
Well, I think you made an excellent point, Joe. I don't think he's one of those kids who needs support. He's never wanted it. He's always had tremendous success without it. Some marginal behavior, never anything bad, was always accepted. But he's not the type of guy who needs people to pick him up. He's the type of guy who's got to pick himself up, and there's no better time than now. While the team is struggling with their starting pitching, and while he's struggling getting people out, I mean, he's got a 5 ERA. He's got to get things done. He's got to refocus and rededicate himself to baseball.
When you watch him pitch, because watching him over the last few starts, his velocity hasn't been bad. That hasn't appeared to be the problem. He's hitting 96, 97. It does feel like he's missing his spots. And back during the, as Joe put it, and I like this, the Dark Knight days, that era, it was pinpoint control. But is that the issue with Matt? What are you seeing about what's causing Matt's struggles right now?
Well, guys fall in love with the radar gun, and the radar gun does not get people out. What happens is pitchers do not throw as hard as they can. Pitchers throw as hard as they can to be accurate, and that varies guy to guy. So when he was throwing 98, it wasn't that big of an effort, and he loved the radar gun, loved being the Dark Knight, loved throwing those high fastballs. Now, no question, his arm has got a few more miles on it. He's got the surgery on it. It's more of an effort. So when I increase my effort to throw the ball hard, because I need that fix, look at me light that gun up, I am sacrificing accuracy. And when that happens, it really behooves a guy to do the math and go, hey, look, I got to dial this thing back a mile or two or three and be able to command my fastball. Then it's not as impressive. Most of the time, I can reach back every now and then and unload, but I have to all of a sudden, I have to trade the radar gun for getting people out and a 2 ERA. Mm.
Talking to Bob Ojeda, of course, the former outstanding pitcher for the Mets, and talking about the whole Matt Harvey thing. You know, going back to when he was still an effective pitcher for the Mets, Bob, because he hasn't been, let's be honest.
You're right.
I mean,
funny.
This year and last year, he has not been an effective pitcher. He's not even mediocre, let's be honest. Going back to when he was an effective pitcher, I said this, and I got into a little bit of a thing with him about this, that, you know, he was doing stuff that he hadn't earned yet to do as far as off the field is concerned. Like, he wanted to be Derek Jeter, but he hadn't earned being Derek Jeter at that point. Do you think maybe some of that stuff is caught up to him, Bob?
I think he was allowed a little extra rope because of the type of guy he was at that time. And we all believed what he was going to do had he kept his head on straight. Obviously, he's lost that. He was allowed a little extra room, mm-hmm. and I actually agreed with that because I'm like, all right,
right,
this
right.
kid is going to be something special. He's going to be. But I think when he started to jump the tracks was the time when they really needed to remind him, really needed to sit him down and really needed to refocus him, because as guys gain power, and power means I'm getting people out, I'm famous, you know, I'm mm-hmm. dating people, I'm mm-hmm. putting people mm-hmm. in the seats, that's
right,
powerful.
Right, right, right.
Now everybody's really afraid to tell you no, and major league athletes need to hear no, but it takes guts to tell them no, and you have to do it privately because the egos are monstrous. Mm. And if you try to show a guy up, you're going to hear it. You're going to get some serious blowback, and then the anger starts. And I think some of that public, you know, telling him no, all that did was get him angry when he was so powerful with all those W's and the strikeouts and, you know, the people in the seats.
If he, and there's a report, John Heyman reported that Matt Harvey may file a grievance against the Mets. If he does that, how do you fix this? I mean, is this easily fixable when you're basically having like a civil war between player and management that could drag out for a while?
You know what? I almost don't think they have to fix it. I think the leadership of the Mets, and that goes from the general manager to the coaching staff, the guys who touch the team, they need to step up and understand that, look, now it's a crucial time. We don't have to love each other. And as a matter of fact, I don't think they're ever going to love each other. I don't think they're ever going to bury the hatchet. But we have a job to do. We have to be professional. We have to be, we have to put our team and our fans and our organization first. Personalities aside, I don't think they can fix it personality. I think it's gone too far. And that's fine because there are a lot of guys who don't want to play for a particular team, and that's cool. You know, they want to go somewhere, go ahead. But while you're here, I need you once every 5 days, and that's all we got to do. Let's agree to not like each other, but let's agree to act like a professional.
Bob, is this something that his teammates need to do too? I mean, maybe guys on his team, veteran guys on his team, sit down with him and say, hey, look, you know, you can't be doing this. I mean, you're part of this team now. I mean, how about that? Because I'm sure, look, those teams, that 86 team you played on, I mean, it was a lot. Let's be honest. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on with those guys. But I'm sure that, like, it was, you know, it was handled amongst the team. I mean, am I right saying that? I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely. We policed ourselves
right.
very loosely. There was some, you know, a lot of very loose policing going on.
Right, but, right, right.
You know, the players do need, the veteran players who, you know, there's a respect among the veterans, have to have these conversations when they're out at dinner. You know, let's go grab a bite and let's not try to change this guy who he is. He's not going to. You're
right,
not going.
Right,
he's
right,
angry.
Right.
He's going to stay angry, and that's fine. I think that's what drives him. Some people like to be angry. I think he does. I think it drives him, and I think that's cool. But they've got to somewhere get into his head and say, look, buddy, I need you. I don't care if you don't care about anybody else, but I need you. You know, the shortstop needs you. We all need you once every 5 days, you know, and I think those are the conversations. Don't try to change them, but just try to say, buddy, you know, we really need you, man. We really need you. I think that might work.
Mm. We're talking to Bob Ojeda about Matt Harvey and the Mets situation. I think as fans, we forget when a starting pitcher isn't pitching that night, we forget they're even around. Is it often that a start? And look, last night's Yankee-Cub game, they needed every starting pitcher because the Cubs are using them as pinch hitters. So sometimes that happens. We saw it with the Mets, too, when Zach Wheeler came up as a pinch hitter. But were there nights where when you weren't starting or another starter wasn't starting where they would make an excuse to not come to work, or was that kind of a real rare thing to not be at the stadium the day you guys are playing?
Very rare. You always went. It's just kind of that rule, unless there is a, you know, extenuating circumstances and everybody is on the same page. It's such a huge violation of your responsibility to not go to the yard and make sure, and you do have to make sure everybody's informed. Hey, I'm not coming in. So-and-so told me I don't have to come in today because I'm not feeling well or whatever the reason may be. All the bases have to be covered, and that's the responsibility of the player. That's on me to make sure everybody knows, because it's a weird feeling to not be at the yard and all your friends are there. It feels awkward. Sometimes a starting pitcher, if there's a day game the next day, can go home before the game's over. That's kind of okay. But to not go to the ballpark is a big taboo unless you are sure everyone is on the same page. They get it. I'm not going to be there. They get it. And that one falls on the player.
Bob, will this guy ever be the same pitcher again? I mean, let's like we just said. I mean, he hasn't been very good for the last couple of years now. Can he ever be even close to the guy he was when he first broke in with the Mets?
Well, I'll tell you this, and a comparison, I think it makes a lot of sense. He had the intimidation factor. I mean, mm-hmm. he was awesome. He scared people. He walked on the mound, and guys were like, okay, I'm 0 for 4. And that's
right, cool.
I punch out three times, fine. Similar to Tiger Woods on Sunday. Tiger Woods on Sunday intimidated and scared everybody. When his personal life destroyed that aura, he no longer scared people. And at the major league level, at the PGA level, guys are so good.
Right, right.
One little crack in that armor, and here they come because they're not scared anymore. They're not intimidated anymore. I don't think he will ever intimidate people like he did, and that's fine. But he has to develop as a pitcher. He has to accept, as I said earlier, back down the fastball and start pitching. Reach for the extra heat when you need it. I think the aura, the intimidation factor, is gone. And no, I don't believe he'll ever be the same. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a good pitcher.
Right.
That doesn't mean if he doesn't get his act together, he's not going to be, you know, an outstanding guy you want on your club. Just right now, he's a bit of a mess, and it's on him to turn that around. But he better not look for the Dark Knight anymore, because those days are gone. No one's afraid anymore.
And you know what? Like you said, they don't even need him to be that. They just need him to be competent because they're so thirsty for good starting pitching right now.
That's all you need. You don't need to have the best offense, defense, or pitching, but you need two of the three to be consistent.
Yep.
That's all. And you'll be a consistent ball club. You're going to look at 85-plus wins every year. I think sometimes they get caught up in, we're going to be the greatest pitching staff ever in the history of the world. You don't need to be. You guys said it yourself. They don't need to be that. They need to be just a solid pitching staff and consistent and try to be within themselves so they quit landing on the DL.
Mm. Bob, great stuff. We appreciate
it. Bob's always a pleasure, man.
Okay, guys. Good luck.
Be Bob well. Ojeda on Matt Harvey and the Mets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.